Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin's going to be talking about why it's not the house, per se, that matters, but connecting on a personal level with the seller of that house that is critical to completing a real estate transaction, a residential real estate investment. Now, with that said, Kevin's going to walk us through this process and explain why personalizing this transaction is so important. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Lewis. Thank you very much.
So talk to us, or tell us, excuse me, about why the house per se doesn't matter, but the seller does.
Well, why don't we start with what we're all familiar with, and this is the concept of buying a home for yourself. Even if you're not a real estate investor, there's probably a very good chance that you've purchased a home for your own personal use, your own personal home. And that type of real estate purchase is very different from the real estate purchase you make as a real estate investor. So let's distinguish between the two types of purchases so you can better understand why, as an investor, you're going to see it's a very different landscape when purchasing a real estate investment directly from the seller and compared to purchasing your own personal home. When you purchase your own home, let's all admit, as a buyer, it's all about you, and it's all about the house that you're going to buy. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's the nature of the transaction, and it's the nature of the purchase, and it's the nature of your objective as a home buyer. And what I mean is, when I say it's all about the house, you're the buyer, you know the size of house you want. You know the square feet you want. You know the number of bedrooms you want. The number of bathrooms you want, whether or not you want a pool, or whether or not you want to be in a certain school district, or whether or not you want to be in a certain neighborhood, all very tangible characteristics that relate to the house and relate directly to you, the buyer. It's also all about the price. When you're out shopping, unfortunately, most of us have a very defined and limited budget. We have a certain amount of money that we can afford to put down, and we have a pre-approved loan amount. And together, those two things combined to indicate what we can spend in total on a house. So as a buyer of your own personal home, it's all about the price. And then finally, it's very impersonal to a degree when you're purchasing a home of your own off the MLS in partnership with your realtor. And what I mean is, there's a strong likelihood you'll never meet the seller of that house. You may never cross paths with them on that property. You may not ever even know their name. And there's a very high likelihood you're never going to know why they're selling or what's important to them and the reasons for why they're selling. It'll be very impersonal, very disconnected. And this is a key point that really differentiates the real estate transaction that you may be used to as a personal home buyer compared to the real estate transactions which you are going to do or are currently doing as a part-time real estate investor. So let's talk about now and contrast that type of transaction as a real estate investor and what that transaction looks like when you're buying an investment property for investment purposes versus when you're buying a personal property, a property that you're going to occupy. Well, foremost, as you alluded to at the beginning, Lewis, when you're buying an investment property direct from seller for investment purposes, it's not about you, the buyer, anymore, and it's not necessarily even about that house anymore. It's all about the seller. And it's all about your ability to provide a solution for that seller. And it's not about the house. So let me tell you what I mean. In my experience as a real estate investor here in Dallas and a home investor franchisee, every time I am approaching that house, literally walking up the sidewalk to ring that bell for a seller who has called me to come see their house and make an offer and ultimately purchase it, I know as I approach that front door, what's interesting and what's compelling to me is rarely that brick and mortar structure, the house that's staring me in the face. What's interesting or more interesting to me is what I'm going to find inside. What is that seller's situation? What is their motivation? What is the problem or the dilemma or the challenge that they have that's causing them to seek a solution that involves selling that house? And for example, when a seller calls you directly, you as a real estate investor, to purchase their home, it's very likely that it's not about the house. There could be, for instance, a divorce situation where the house has got to be sold. Even though it's the house they love, the house they built, maybe even the house that they've completely paid for, but the situation dictates the sale of the house. There could be an illness in the family where perhaps it's no longer possible to financially afford the house, or maybe it's no longer possible to physically maintain the house. Even though it's the house they love, the house they lived in for many, many years, the house that they've raised their family in. Once again, it's not about the house. It's about the situation there. There could be a job loss, another unfortunate situation that causes many to sell their homes for financial reasons. Quite often in our business, there's a death in the family that has caused the sale of the house, that caused the sale of the family home that's been in the family for years. There could be a distant relative who contacts you as a real estate investor from far away who's responsible for liquidating an estate and selling that house that's left unoccupied due to the recent loss of the owner or the relative. It could be a rental gone bad. I get many, many calls from landlords who just want to get rid of the house. And it's not because it's a bad house. It's because they've had a bad experience as a landlord. Or it could simply be, and this is also incredibly common, the repairs and the maintenance of the house have just become overwhelming. The seller still loves the house, and it's their house, and they've been there for years and raised their family there for years. However, their situation is they can no longer keep up with the repairs and the maintenance of the property, whether for financial reasons or physical reasons, whatever they may be. It's not about the house, once again. It's about their situation, and it's about them and the problem or the challenge or the dilemma they have. And all these different scenarios are what make you, as a real estate investor, a viable solution. You can purchase homes as is. You can purchase homes quickly. You can purchase homes without contingencies, like financing contingencies or repair contingencies. And you can purchase homes privately, which is quite often also a reason that a seller will be attracted to you as a real estate investor, is because your ability to purchase a home where a sign never goes in the yard, showings never take place, online photos of the property never occur. And once again, that's a seller who's selling a house, not because of the house. There's a situation, and you as a real estate investor provide a solution to that situation. And that situation may require a high level of privacy. So you can see here, you know, there's many examples of, it's not always about the house. That's just part of the solution. There's a situation that you've got to identify, understand, and solve in order to be a successful investor, to provide a valuable service, and to purchase properties for your investment business. And a key theme here, or even a key example from my experience and from the experience of many successful investors, is you're going to find in this theme that it's not always about the house, it's about the situation, the seller situation, the seller's objective. You're going to find that quite often it's not the highest price that gets the house. Now, we see that all the time, and we're familiar with that when you're purchasing homes on the retail market off the MLS with your realtor that you can move into with your family. It's quite often a bidding war, and the highest price gets the house. Well, it's very different in your world as a real estate investor. It's not always the highest price that gets the house. I can personally speak from personal experience on numerous occasions where my purchase price was not the highest offer on the house, but I was still able to purchase the house nonetheless because I provided the solution for the seller that they were confident in that addressed their problem. Selling their house was just part of the solution, and getting the highest offer was not a requirement of the solution. They may have been more focused on somebody who was going to be able to execute the transaction with a high level of privacy, like we mentioned a minute ago, or who would execute the transaction quickly. Maybe I was able to close 1 week earlier than someone else. Even though I was buying at a lower price, that timeliness solved their situation. Once again, not about the house, the price for the house, but it's about your solution as a real estate investor and your ability to understand your seller's needs. And similarly, I've purchased many homes, as I know many other investors have, where sellers actually brought money to the closing table, meaning our offers were below their mortgage payoff. But once again, you provided a solution that solved their problem, and they rationalized that it's worth it to bring money to the table to pay off the balance of the mortgage, even though your purchase price wouldn't. But you were able to solve their situation, solve their problem, and meet their objective. So here's what your solution as a real estate investor has got to look like. You've got to have and demonstrate and display integrity when dealing directly with that seller. You've got to be able to gain their confidence that you're going to do what you say and you're going to provide the solution that solves their particular scenario, whether it's privacy, whether it's timeliness, whether it's buying it as is, whatever it may be that will solve their situation. You've got to convince them that you'll do exactly as you say and demonstrate a high level of integrity. Number two, you've got to demonstrate honesty. You've got to show them through your candidness and through your transparency that you have nothing to hide and you have no ulterior motive other than to solve their situation and purchase that home as part of solving that situation. You've got to be empathetic. You've got to come up with unique and creative ways to solve their scenarios. Perhaps you're going to buy the house and lease it back to them. Perhaps you're going to have to close extremely quickly to meet their objective or get them out before the next mortgage payment. Or perhaps you're going to even have to clean out the house after they leave. These are all things that demonstrate your empathy and your understanding of what's important to the seller and what you may need to do as a buyer to go the extra yard, to provide the solution, to purchase the home, and to solve their dilemma. I'll tell you, 80% of the discussion I have with sellers when I'm in the living room is about their situation and about them. 20% of it is about the house. And that just goes to show you how that's what's important. That's what our role as investors is, to cater to the seller, to solve their situation, to address their needs, and purchasing the home is simply a byproduct of that. So in closing, remember, it's not about the house. It's all about the seller. It's all about the solution you provide the seller. The house is simply part of that solution, and you, as a part-time real estate investor, you are simply the provider of that solution.
As always, great points, Kevin. Very clear and very urgent because success depends on it. I thank you so much.
Thank you, Lewis.